You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Cedric Maxwell Podcast is powered by Prize Picks, the exclusive daily fantasy partner of the CLNS Media Network.
Cedric Maxwell Podcast, Nick Gelso here today, filling in for Josue Pavone, and I'm of course with legend. Josue, who the hell?
Oh, he's on. Let's use it like they say. Josue's on assignment. Right?
He's on assignment. And it's very important and confidential.
Yeah, okay. We got it.
So I'm filling in for the second episode this week, and I'm happy to do it because the Celtics, Max, are really going to be put to the litmus test over the next week in regards to games. Obviously, good win over Philly. Now they got Dallas. They have Golden State, they have Cleveland, and Denver coming up.
Well, teams that, you say good win over Philly, but a game that they were supposed to win.
Yeah.
No Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing about this coming week is you look at this team and you said psychologically, maybe one of the biggest games they've played this year will be playing Golden State. Out in Golden State this year, Celtics were up in that game and got beat. Coming out of the arena, one of the guys who just works at the arena looked at me and said, they're in you guys' head. Like I was playing in you guys' head. But I actually think that he's right. So that's why I think the Golden State game is a big test for them because you got a team that is right now playing with a little bit more swagger in Golden State. Everybody had kind of buried them. And they have Minga and guys like that are playing well. So I'm interesting to see how they reboot it, but can the Celtics stay at their level? And that's the biggest thing.
Why is Golden State so in their head? I mean, obviously they beat them in the finals.
Best shooter in the world is still playing over there.
I know. But according to Jason Tatum, he's the best player in the world.
He could be, but he's not the best shooter in the world. Best shooter in the world. And you still got, the other guy over there who's kind of raising him.
Clay is taking. And, I mean, it kind of leads into a question I have for you for another episode. But Clay going to the bench, right,
mm-hmm.
Sixth man, I mean, that's championship sacrifice, right?
Well, yeah. I think that he knew that they needed to be a little bit bigger.
But Ray knew the Celtics needed Avery Bradley in the starting line.
No, he didn't.
In 2012?
I didn't need necessarily.
Oh, come on.
That was Doc wanting to make changes. And then people still today say, well, oh my God, Ray. And I was sitting there talking to a couple of people the other day at a meeting and said,
we gave
Ray more money. We gave Ray three times of what Miami. But at the same time, you cut his legs out from under him.
Mm-hmm.
Because one, you tried to trade him.
Many times.
And then two, you were reducing his time. Okay, just say you said Avery Bradley. Okay, you wanted him to start. But then you go out and get Jason Terry. What position does Jason Terry play?
I don't know. Jason Terry is a six man. I mean, he was.
So was Ray your sixth man now? Or your seventh man?
Ray.
Let's get back to Clay. Ray made the choice.
So I think it's impressive in today's NBA for Klay Thompson to really submerge his ego and go to the bench. But regardless, the Celtics have to.
It's not who starts.
Okay, Brad.
No. That is Red Auerbach. It's not who starts.
I know.
It's who finishes. And most of those critical times, you're going to have Klay Thompson in there shooting the basketball. I believe that this team is a really good team. They've, as Sean Grandy, my broadcast partner, would say, you know, they've checked all the boxes. The thing that the Celtics have done is that they beat so many teams. And in the, as Sean Grandy likes to say, in the history, let me look in the camera now, in the history of the NBA, this is the greatest scoring team. Now, statistically, he's right. And he said, why can't people live in the moment and enjoy what they're seeing? They do that.
That's not what fans do, though, really. We're all wanting the playoffs right now.
Fans want a banner.
We want a banner.
Fans want a banner. I mean, you wanted that Laker banner that they put up?
What, that?
You don't want that?
That was a hanky. That was a look, banner.
I talked to Michael Thompson about that, and we both just laughed.
He laughed, too?
Yeah. But I think that, again, it doesn't, right now, sad to say, it doesn't matter what they do right now. It's what they do during the spring and early summer. What matters.
There are real signs, though, that this team
is different.
Is different.
Yes.
And it feels like, I mean, you've been on championship teams, obviously. The feeling kind of feels like they have that pedigree, right, or that mentality.
Until you win it, big guy. Got to win it first before you're talking about doing the pedigree and the stomp and the walk and all that. I believe this team is capable. I think they're more than capable.
Who do you fear most?
Cleveland.
Cleveland. Why?
Cleveland because they have Donovan Mitchell, who's a beast. And I think that they're long and they're athletic. You know, when they have Allen and Mobley, two guys who play
long
position.
Teams give Boston problems,
but you know the equalizer has been, and I've talked to several people. Seems like it's always been Porzingis, because as much as you and I and everybody else, I remember I thought I'd have to give you here's this white thing. I thought I was going to have to give you a freaking hanky. Oh, my God, Rob. They got really Rob.
No, I was never a Rob fan, Max. Oh, my God. No. You go back. You pull the tape. We've had many episodes.
I'm going to pull the tape.
Was I a Rob guy, Amit? I was never a Rob guy.
You're not talking to Amit. People aren't even supposed to know he's here.
Everybody knows Amit is here. He's famous.
So, yeah, but I think that here's the thing.
He's injured, isn't he?
I'm not criticizing Rob, but for this particular team, Porzingis fits better because he scores a basketball. And when you talk about a guy in the paint, and here's the thing that I loved the other day. Celtics went on to beat Philly. What'd they do with those three? They shoved that three right up their Rudy Tootie and didn't take as many and attacked the rim. And they won by going to the free throw line, nickeled and dimed the other team.
Like old school, basketball.
It felt like old school 80 to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, Sean kept saying, well, it's going to be hard for them to win if they didn't make more than four threes. And they went out and dominated that game because
they got to the line.
Because they play. See, there are times when threes are really important. Mm-hmm. But there are other times when you don't have to shoot threes because you're focusing on attacking the rim. And when you have a weapon like Porzingis, who's going to score in the paint, that's going to get other teams in trouble. Because now you have to pick your poison.
Max, how about his passing?
No. I wouldn't even say his passing. His basketball IQ.
His IQ is off the charts.
His basketball IQ and what he's done for Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown has become this year chuckles.
He's actually smiling.
He chuckles.
Yeah, he chuckles.
Chuckles.
I mean, who would have thought Porzingis?
And Porzingis, they're calling themselves cookies and cream right now. Now, I would think that Ben and Jerry's might come in and go, hey, wait a minute. Hold up there, big fella. Cookies and cream, we got that. We had that way, way back in the day.
So Porzingis, obviously a key. We know he has had health issues. This year he's looked very healthy.
People keep saying he's had health issues. He really hasn't been as injured as most people think.
Not this year.
And even last year. When he played Golden State, when he played in Washington,
they shut him down.
So
he's rested.
So he is He's resting. They're resting him on these off days. He gets an opportunity. And the biggest thing about it, he loves being here.
He loves
being here.
I mean, the weather's closer to where he's from. It's cold.
The dude gets off the airplane
dude just
sometimes.
Wants to win.
He gets off the airplane sometimes and out at Hanscom and has a short sleeve shirt on. And
it's
freezing. I don't know where he's from. Is he from the Alps? I mean, where's he from?
He's from Serbia, isn't he?
I know Serbia, but damn, is he in the mountains?
Max,
I mean,
is he talkative?
He's talkative. Talked to him a little bit on the plane, on the bus going over, and I said, "You're just so happy." And this is early in the season. I said, "Man, I am so happy that Brad Stevens had the courage to pull the trigger."
I'm shocked I was against it. I didn't want to see Marcus go. I thought he was tinfoil. Porzingis, even his first press conference, Max, I was unimpressed. I just thought he was very, very mundane or unenergetic. Man, did I realize game two.
He is the...
I was way wrong.
He gets the crowd involved.
Yes.
His teammates love him.
His teammates love him.
He shoot the threes. He has charisma.
Matt, you know what I love? And you probably notice it too. And you got to be at the game almost to notice it. He's the number one cheerleader when he's not in the game.
Number one cheerleader, but just as big as when you look at this team, the options that they have. People said the Celtics didn't have a bench.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
If Brad Stevens isn't executive of the year, who is?
Not Danny Ainge.
Who is? I mean, Brad has made these moves of these picks that, you know, Danny put a bunch of stuff in the cupboards.
Yep.
Brad has said, you know what? We eat all the food. We don't give a damn
what
we've
been giggling about
this. Next week, we'll find out what we need. But right now, cook that last can of beans.
About this. Yes. We've been giggling.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's a tournament season or the fight for a playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you could turn your hoops knowledge into serious cash. Testing my skills on Prize Picks this season is the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with just a few taps. Prize Picks is really simple to play, and I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds. Download the app today and use code CLNS for a first deposit match up to $100. Use the code CLNS for the first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Before we wrap it up, we talk about Porzingis. Jason Tatum, what? Where do you put, first of all, I don't want to talk about the All-Star game. I know how you felt about that. But I have to ask you one question that I wanted to ask you that night, but I knew you weren't watching, but I'm positive you've seen since. The Larry Bird, Jason Tatum meetup.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm asking this on behalf of fans on our channel and on our social media who want me to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
How is it possible that they have not met yet? Now, I know why. I mean,
has Larry been around?
No, but they've been to Indiana.
Larry hasn't been around. Larry hasn't been to Indiana, not with that team. He was away from that team for a while. So, I mean, why do you meet? But are you talking about the same? And then you talk about what role has he played and how has he affected everybody? Larry Bird, remember this. Larry Bird went into that locker room at the All-Star game.
Yes.
And begged the guys to play hard.
What a nightmare. I mean, we could go through all the litany of ideas. I don't want to go back on the All-Star game. I'm happy for Tatum.
I give you one idea
one-on-one
for the All-Star game. No.
Bring in the WNBA.
Bring the WNBA in.
I like that.
And have some of their players play with the men. And I think if somebody's about to get embarrassed, I think that, you know, they'll play harder. And it will help obviously, would help the girls, would help the way the game is being played.
And the girls need to make more money.
And right now, who would not be, who'd be out of their minds right now to say, I want to see the 3-point shootout between Steph
How great was that?
That was good. But Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark comes in, and that so
do you think that's going to continue? I do. I think the WNBA should. I mean, they what are they underpaid. Doing right now? They play hard
and it gives them opportunity, as they like to talk about. It gives them an opportunity to make more money.
Yep, and get more publicity. Yeah. Bring more publicity to that game. I mean, I don't want to get into WNBA, but they're great passers. I mean, they really are. They use their where they lack in jumping
their
ability.
Their basketball IQ is yes, it is, and they play probably like the men of the '60s.
Yeah.
Well, they weren't as athletic, but man, making passes, Bob Cousy,
ahead of it.
You know, just you know, running the floor, making cuts like John Havlicek, you know, being dirty and physical. I like the way they play. I like them.
The Celtics are what, 54-12? I believe that the 08 Celtics were 54-12 at this point in their regular season. No, stop here. The season didn't continue in 08.
Okay.
Stop right here. What team are you putting against each other? Who are you taking in a matchup 08 versus 24?
I'm going to be like Larry Bird. I'm taking the team now. Because those guys, although you had Paul Pierce and you had Ray Allen and you had KG, you had a hell of a team. But the ability to shoot the threes changes the perspective of the game. Whereas the Celtics during that time, they had some guys who shot down threes, could shoot threes. Ray, Eddie, you get Posey. These guys, when they got on the floor, immediately they have five guys who shooting a three. Next guy coming off, Al Horford, shoots a three. Next guy coming off, shoots a three.
So I think it's safe to say that if the Celtics win the championship this year, you will consider them the best team since 86? 84?
Nick, I won't.
You won't go there? You don't want to jinx it?
No. I wouldn't. It's not jinxing them. I just want them to win.
Yeah. And, how bad? Bad.
Yeah, badly. Because I want them to get – because it gives Tatum a chance to exhale.
Mm-hmm.
It gives this city a chance to exhale about this team. Again, Sean Grandy, my broadcast partner, would say, this team has won more games in the last 4 years than anybody else. That will get you a doggone Cupid doll and maybe a token.
Runner-up for MVP.
A bus pass, whatever it is. And he says enjoy. He says enjoy the time. I think people are enjoying it. But here in Boston,
they want
whatever sport it is.
They want.
When the Patriots were the greatest – they were I remember Sean saying, the greatest team ever to play. This is, you have to admit, the greatest team to ever play. And then what happened? I said, let them play one more
Everything
game.
Everything comes
in. No, let them play one more game and win, and they're undefeated, and we can say that.
And then saw what happened.
What
season.
Happened?
Yeah,
what
they
happened?
Lost. They lost. They were 17-0
So I think that people in Boston love the Celtics, but I think that they're cautiously optimistic.
We've been punked a couple times. It's been like crying wolf a couple times. We've gotten close, right? I mean, last year was so disappointing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I think it's night and day between last year and this year when you're looking at how they react.
And you think
pressure.
You guys can get some bigger cups?
Solo Cups is our sponsor today. Where they're doing, it's just your hands are really big, Max.
Like,
that's a pint glass. Look how big Max's hands are.
I mean, this is like a shot glass.
Max, could you palm the ball?
Yeah, this is like a shot glass.
Wait, let me fill you up here.
Nick.
Anyway, Joe Sway will be back next week. Max and I may do a second episode, but thanks for tuning in. As always, Cedric Maxwell Podcast. Subscribe, rate, review, do all that fun stuff. And we'll catch you next
week. Watch out for this Golden State game. It's going to tell me a lot and should tell you a lot about where this team is psychologically. I mean, I think physically this team is on par, but they need that level, that little kick
How
in the ass.
How crazy is the Garden going to be Sunday?
It's going to be a beehive.
You
this is going to be crazy.
You're
be,
so
be
psyched.
I am.
You are psyched. Absolutely. All right, folks. Thanks so much. He's Cedric Maxwell. I'm Nick Gelso. We out.